It's not very hard to become a rideshare driver. For Uber, you must be 21 years old, have a valid license for at least a year, and pass a background check as well as a driving record check.
Hi, Tina. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you?
Great. Thank you.
But for rideshare drivers in Waco, you need something a little extra to enjoy driving strangers around in your car. Kathleen Graham is a stay-at-home mother of five and a homeschool mom to her two teenage daughters. When her husband retired from the Navy after serving for 24 years, they sold their home in Oklahoma, gave away belongings, and lived in an RV.
When we were traveling and we were in bigger cities, we used Uber as a way of getting around. And so we met a lot of really interesting people and just really had a positive experience.
Graham says when they moved back to Waco in September 2018, she started driving with Uber as a way to meet people. She even remembers her first passenger.
I was so thankful that I picked up such a sweet young lady. I was hooked after that. And I was like, oh, I hope everybody's like her.
In her black Suburban, Graham works mostly on Thursday and Friday nights from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. On average, she makes $400 a week. Graham says she likes to stick to the Baylor area, also known as the Baylor Bubble, picking up mostly college students.
Oh, wow. So you're on the rugby team?
Yes, ma'am.
They know me as Uber Kathleen or the Uber Mom, and I love that. I guess what makes it really exciting for me is whenever I pull up in front of a house and there is a gaggle of girls standing out there and they are cheering.
According to Business of Apps, there are about 15 million Uber rides and 1 million Lyft rides completed each day. Rideshare driver Troy Sorensen has completed about 2,000 rides over the past 2 years and has had about 12,000 people in his 2017 Dodge Durango.
I enjoy the heck out of it. Every ride's an adventure.
Sorensen has lived in Waco for 30 years and has been working as a rideshare driver since December 2017. When his girlfriend of 9 years began working night shifts, he didn't have anything to do in the evenings. He makes about $400 working late hours, minus $75 he uses for gas. About 60% of his passengers are Baylor students, so when school is out, business is slow.
Most of them appreciate the service, which makes you feel good when you're appreciated.
Sorensen has also been a self-employed real estate agent for 23 years. He says he has always liked to talk to people.
A lot of times I pick up people and come find out we have a connection, something, you know, they'll know somebody, or and also they'll also remember me from the time before or whatever. They're like, oh, you're the guy who plays pool and sells real estate. And I said, yeah.
With the 4.94 rating on Uber, Sorensen gives out breath mints to bar hoppers, candy during Halloween, and bottled water during the summer.
Excellent service, above and beyond.
He loves the stress-free driving in Waco, and he gets to do the big round trips to Austin or Dallas about once a month.
In a quarter mile, make a slight right turn on South University Park.
Tammy Jean Rogers became a full-time rideshare driver in March 2017 after she lost her job with Gander Mountain when they closed.
Well, I support a disabled husband, so I needed a second job.
Rogers lost her job while Baylor students were out for the summer. She realized she wouldn't be making enough money working in Waco, so she began to drive to Dallas, putting 400 miles on her 2014 Honda CR-V.
Every day. It's stressful on your body. It's because you're sitting all day. You're driving all day. It can be stressful on your life because I was leaving at 7 o'clock in the morning and not getting home till 7 or 8 o'clock at night.
But Rogers loves being a rideshare driver.
I'm stronger than I thought I was when it comes to working a lot.
Now Rogers only drives on Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. since she got a new job. And when asked if anyone could do this job, all three rideshare drivers said yes. All you need is to have a love for people and a love for your community. For KWBU, I'm Christina Valdez.